What is the church? What is its work? What is its future? We heard the reading that Rita shared with us. We know that it tells us that Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything he has commanded. And he says, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. So the work of the church, first and foremost, and this is essential, is to proclaim the gospel of Christ. Christians are to declare the wonderful deeds of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So, our work is to proclaim the gospel of Christ, to tell others about the love of Jesus and the sacrifice that he made for us. And our main function, therefore, as a church, is to testimony to Jesus. In other words, we've got to let the love of Jesus be known. That should be our testimony. And you know, very often, if someone tells someone else of how they came to know Jesus, that personal testimony speaks much more than perhaps trying to tell people what Jesus did in a general way. The church, of course, is not a building. The church is the fellowship of believers, and it's our duty as a family of brothers and sisters who believe in the Lord to tell people about Jesus and his sacrificial life and his death, all that he did for us. Scripture warns us that there will be scoffers, there will be those who take the mickey, and we might well suffer. However, in the last days, those who make us suffer will be judged, and we will receive our reward. The purpose of the Lord Jesus had for the church, the purpose he had for the church from the beginning, was the preaching of repentance and forgiveness of sins in his name to all nations. And that's one of the wonderful things. All right, we can't go off to Spain or wherever may be, but by our work, by our witness, by our generosity of gifts, we can help his name to be proclaimed in other places. And I remember our friend Edwin. He came, forgive me if I've told you this before, but he came to the Alpha meetings at the manse in London where we were. And he only came because of the food. We had a meal, everyone. And he loved his food. Originally, he came from Hong Kong. Eventually, I must admit, to my surprise, he came to the Lord, meeting with fellowship to eat, but meeting with fellowship with other people who wanted to know more about Jesus. That started him off. Then he went and became a missionary. He felt called to be a missionary. And his first place was Afghanistan. And then he had to come out of there, and he met the lady that he's now married. They have two children. And he works for Tear Fund. He's a qualified accountant, and of course he plays an important role for them, not in preaching the gospel, but in doing their accounts. Mm-hmm. And as a Christian, that is so helpful to Tear Fund. And yes, he's got two children, but he's got two other children living with him at the moment. Their mother, Shirley, their mother Shirley was a member, a black lady of the Baptist Church in Hillingdon. Suddenly she got cancer. She had to go to the hospice, and quickly, and a young mum, she died. And while all the business about the funeral and getting other people from another country into this country for the funeral, they have a date now, but what did it do with her two young children? The family, the rest of the family could look after themselves, but so Edwin and his wife have taken those two children, and they're living with them right up to and probably just after the funeral. Do you see how the Lord has used that bloke and that couple? And that's what the Lord loves to do. Jesus said in Mark, and we know he said it in Matthew, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And in Acts 1, verse 8, and this should be our encouragement, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. I tell you now, I only speak in public with the power of the Spirit. I used to be very, very shy, and I wouldn't stand up. And when I was in the Boys' Brigade, couldn't even march properly, so they put me at the back with the light, because a lot of our parades were in the evening, and I held the light at the back because I was disturbing them there. I was a funny creature, but it's the Spirit that transforms me. There we are. Believers are warned, however, and instructed according to God that they should, and the people that they serve, become full, mature members of Christ Church. The end is always in view, and that of course is the return of Jesus. But no matter how the dark days may be, and how apparently hopeless the church's situation may appear, the church will triumph, and the powers of hell will not prevail against it. Matthew 16, verse 18. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. That was the words of Jesus. Yes, Jesus loves the church, and he will demonstrate that love before those who are the so-called enemies of the church. Revelation 3, verse 9. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews though they are not, but are liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Paul, Silas, and Timothy all say, this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. God is just, and he will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled. That's a promise, isn't it, for us? Colossians 1:28. He is the one we proclaim, Jesus, of course, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. You know, it's said that as true disciples, eventually we will become like Christ. And I think, well, it's not possible. But the scripture teaches that at the end, when we meet with Christ again, we will by then be more and more like him. It's wonderful, isn't it? The future of the church. Ephesians 5:2. To present the church to himself as a radiant church, without stains or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. So what is the work of the church? What is going to happen to the church? Well, the work of the church, in brief, is to proclaim the gospel of Christ, making disciples of all who believe, until Christ comes again and the church will be presented to him. We may not imagine how that can be. It may, you know, pass our understanding, but that is what scripture tells us. There is a future of the church, and eventually, when Christ does return, he will claim